This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
In my room. My room, you're here, man, yeah.
Right now.
I need you.
Oh, right now.
I need you here. Oh, everybody clap your hands.
God bless you. God bless you too, all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord bless and keep all of my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, asking you to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Get your pencils, friends. Get your paper ready. Write us, my friends. Call me today. I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Some want that loved one back, that husband, that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend. Some right now are dealing with court cases that seem unwinnable. Some of you at the sound of my voice are dealing with evildoers everywhere you look, and you're praying to yourself and asking yourself, where do they come from? Some right now have no peace in that home and would love to know how to dress around that home and turn that situation around. Oh, my God. And you know, my friends, we've had herbal remedies for those of you that have had different sicknesses in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that heart condition. And those of you that have that nature that's on vacation, or even if you're trying to grow hair on your head. Oh, my God, as we've said in the past, and I've said to almost every broadcast, there used to be someone, my friends, that can always go off into the woods with a crook or sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain and that tingling in their arms, hands, and feet. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number of times. 404-212-2444. Oh, my God, when you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404 212-244-4444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready. For I know if you have just that faith, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around.
And so for the time I saw you, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, when I got in touch with you, I told you my plans, and so far they worked out. I quit my job, started my own business. Business is full. We just thank God for Reverend Gregory.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out quickly, too.
Well, it did pretty good because these people came out today, as a matter of fact, and they were telling me, people that start a business like this, sometimes they be empty. Maybe they have two for like a year. And I got full right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm. And it don't take a long time if you do it. If you do it and get it over with. Because you know, I got on your case by trying to slow around once or twice, didn't I?
Yeah, because I was getting kind of, what you call it? I don't know. Your willpower give up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Get that butt away from him. And then you would talk to him, and then I'd get me a little pep again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, here we are.
Got your own business at
Full House. Full House, thank God. So the next step is to build on some more.
Yeah.
Well, she said it was the weekend, I think. She said that she was envious.
Oh, my God. You know, friends, God is good. And you need to be diligent in all that you do as you plan and pray to put things together in your life. Prayer without works is dead. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. I'm asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do all throughout the day. I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and a prayer cloth and also a cross for you to keep your mind on your spirit and what you plan to do throughout the day. Some say, Rev, send me something to bathe with. Some right now say, Rev, send me something to dress around that business or that home. Right now, my friend, I'm going to give you that mailing address again, that telephone number. Write it down, my friends. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God. Remember to send your return address and telephone number when you write me, my friends, along with that prayer request. Now, my friend, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on that job, my friends, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on that radio. Lay your hand on that Bible. Hold your child or your friend's hands. Join us. You might be even praying with someone you don't even know on the other side of town about the same situation that you're praying over. Right now, just 1 minute of silent prayer. The name of Jesus.
coming from a new point of view. Just for you to
wait. Oh my God, my God, my God. Yes, my friends. I'm here to ask you to pray that problem away. No matter what you're facing, friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Once again, that mailing address, my friends. Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know that you'll be glad that you did, my friends.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be out of condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony by a woman. Here's another testimony by